Hi, boys and girls. Thank you for joining us for the Children's Bible Club today. It makes me happy to know that you're interested in knowing the Bible and in learning more about the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you know that He is the one who created all the world and everything in it? Yes, yes, He did. In the beginning of time, which He also created, God created the heaven and the earth. And John 1:3 tells us, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is wonderful, and the Bible tells us how we can know Him. But here's the choir to sing about Him. Join them, won't you? Thank you, choir. You know, boys and girls, people these days are stressing taking care of the environment and conserving nature. And I surely agree, but some folks talk as if they're the first ones to be concerned about it. But you know, God was the first to be concerned. He wanted people to take care of His creation long before man even thought about it. In the beginning, He put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to dress and keep it. And He gave man dominion over the animals and birds and herbs and trees to take care of them. And He continued to be concerned about it when it seemed man might misuse what He'd provided in nature. Even in war, God meant for man to take care of the trees. He said in Judges chapter 20 not to destroy the trees because He said, the tree of the field is man's life. They could use non-fruit-bearing trees for bulwarks and protection, but fruit, nut, and oil-producing trees were not to be cut down. No axe was to touch them. Oh, how thankful we are for all God's works in creation. He gave it all to us for our good, for shade, food, protection, and beauty, and we're to be good stewards to protect and preserve it. Did you ever see a boy or girl walk by a pretty bush and reach out with their hand and just strip a whole branch of all its leaves just for fun? Or stand by and bit by bit pick the bark off a tree just for something to do? Or crush a tiny wildflower under their foot just because they could? Or pick blossoms off a pear or cherry tree without thinking? Many times we do something like that just for that reason. We aren't thinking. But we should wake up and think and appreciate and take care of the wonderful things God has entrusted to us. Psalms 104 says, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. See how dependent we are on God? Let's thank Him and be good keepers of what He's given us.
Jesus.
Mother called, "Kevin, it's lunchtime. Come in and wash your hands." "Just a minute, Mom," he answered. But about 10 minutes went by before he went inside. It seemed whatever he was asked to do, he always answered, "Just a minute." He was a cute little boy with dark brown eyes and freckles scattered over his happy face. At last year's vacation Bible school, he learned that he was a sinner in need of the Savior. He received the Lord Jesus Christ, and now he wanted to please him. But when anyone wanted to do anything, he answered, "Just a minute." Whether it was to hold the baby, bring in the mail, feed the dog, it was always, "Just a minute." He didn't care that he was selfish and disobedient to his parents, and also to God. He just wanted to do what he wanted to do. It was always, "Just a minute." One summer morning, Kevin's mother asked him to do something, and got the same answer, "Just a minute, Mom." At lunchtime, she called him to come in, and again heard, "Just a minute, Mom." Mother was concerned. This business of not obeying promptly was pure disobedience and a very bad habit. She had to do something, but what? After several minutes, Kevin appeared at the kitchen door. "Hi, Mom. What's for lunch?" There he stood with his shirt all dirty and mud on his shoes. Mom scolded, "Kevin, I called you 10 minutes ago to come in and get washed up. Why can't you come when I call you?" "Oh, Mom, I was busy when you called. I needed a few minutes to finish what I was doing." "Well, others are busy too, you know. Try to think about someone beside yourself sometimes. You know, I am not pleased, but more importantly, God is not pleased. God's word tells us that disobedience is sin. Try to think about that and obey promptly when you're called." After lunch, Kevin went back outdoors. He thought he'd play Tarzan, and the apple tree in the yard would make a fine jungle. He scrambled into it until he finally got to the lowest branch, then kept climbing until he reached the top of the tree. He had a great view and pretended to see big crocodiles down below. He was Tarzan, bold and brave. Mother saw him from the kitchen window. "Be careful not to fall, Kevin, and be careful when you come down. If you need me, call." He was having great fun when he heard the music of the ice cream truck coming. Oh, boy! He wanted a big double-dip chocolate cone. He had to get down before the truck got there. He started to scramble down until he looked and saw how far down it was to the ground. Climbing down backward or jumping down was scary. Yep, the best way was to call for Mom. "Mom! Mom! Come help me down! The ice cream truck's coming and I want some!" Mom dried her hands and went to the door to help. She saw that Kevin was safe. Then she got an idea. She called to Kevin, "Just a minute, son," and went back to her work. Soon Kevin called her again. "Mom, hurry! I want some ice cream, and the truck's almost here. Help me down." "Just a minute, son," she said. "I'm busy. I need a few more minutes to finish what I'm doing." Kevin was stranded and watched helplessly as the ice cream truck slowly passed his house and on down the street. After a few minutes, Mother came out. She said, "Now, dear, I'm not so busy. I'll help you down now." When she stood him on the ground, tears rolled down his face. "Oh, Mom, you made me miss the ice cream truck. Why didn't you come when I called you?" "Why, Kevin, I told you just a minute, like you always do." Suddenly, Kevin looked at her, wide-eyed. "Is this how you feel when I don't come at once?" "Yes, it is," she said. "Now do you see how much trouble you're putting things off is, and how wrong it is?" "Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. I'll try to never say just a minute again. I'll come as soon as you call. That's good, Kevin, but let's ask the Lord Jesus to help you remember. And there, under the apple tree, they bowed their heads. Kevin asked the Lord to forgive him for being so selfish and careless and for disobeying his parents, and also to help him to always obey immediately. After the amen, they went inside, and Mother gave Kevin some ice cream out of their freezer. Yummy! Both Mother and Kevin were smiling, glad that he was beginning to learn his lesson in disobedience. It was a very good day. Boys and girls, it's not always easy to obey, but it is God's command. The Bible tells us to obey our parents, but it also tells that we have sinned and need a Savior. If we haven't received Christ into our hearts, we are disobeying His invitation, for He said, "Come unto Me." And now is accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. If you're not saved, right now is the time to admit that you are a sinner and ask Jesus to forgive your sin. It would surely be sad and ungrateful to turn your back on Him. Receive Christ now. Now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.